You may be seated. Friends, today is kind of a culmination of so many things that have happened over the last number of years with Bethel reforming, with our most recent fall discipleship launch of Up In and Out, talking about spiritual gifts. Today's ministry celebration Sunday is that culmination, but it's also the culmination of a lot of work by people that I really want to lift up for you today, and that's the staff of Bethel Lutheran Church. You are truly blessed, and I am truly honored and humbled to work with such amazing people. From Terry Hollingsworth, who is really the glue, she kind of holds us all together, has been doing that for many years, and her work in helping this get prepared has been immeasurable, along with Pat Shields, who has taken on his role as a parish administrator and has really taken that that strongly and is just doing an excellent job helping us be organized. To Kim Williams, who continues to keep everything flowing and figuring out everything with financials for us, all the way to the wonderful music that George is providing. It's been a tough year because Sue, as you know, lost Larry a little over a year ago, and that was a really traumatic time for her. And then as she was healing, then her sister, her only other living relative, died. And because of that, she has just been in a really difficult place. But this community, this wonderful community, supported her, and that has put put some extra work on George. But George, we appreciate all you're doing to make this work, and I appreciate all the support that we've given to Sue and continue to give to Sue as she heals through this time, so that we can take advantage of those wonderful gifts that she brings as she starts coming back here very soon. I give amazing thanks for the council, who has put a lot of work in, and our staff like Cliff and Gretchen, Patty White, who does an amazing job, our new parish nurse, Edie McGough, and all of them, as well as the leadership of your council. They are very instrumental in everything that's happening here today. And so I wanted to lift up all of those people to you. In so many ways, leadership in any organization, in a way, is thankless. And it's volunteers. These are volunteers, many of them. But they do an excellent job, and they work very hard for all of you. And I just want to take a moment on this day to acknowledge our amazing staff, our just wonderful council led by Tracy and the rest of them. And if any of them are here today, if you're here, staff or council, if you can stand just so we can acknowledge and thank you for all that you do, please stand. Thank you. You have my deepest love, and I'm so thankful to be in relationship with you. And so if I'm going to lift up a word today as our culmination for our for all that's been happening as we head into a new experience of who Bethel's going to be, I would lift up this word for you. This is the word imagination. Imagination. Did you know that at Disney, the people that do a lot of their creative stuff, does anybody know what they're called? Imagineers. The power of imagination is really at the heart of what I hope today and our future together will be. And this is important, because as we gather for this day, as we gather to invite you to fill out your ministry response forms, please know this: we're not asking you to fill out things simply to fill spots. We don't want to fill spots just to fill spots. What we want to do is access your imagination. Access your faithfulness and how God is working in your life to help shape us all together. What's important is that we begin imagining Bethel anew. An imagination as people of faith, and having a new imagination about who we are as a people of faith, goes all the way back to Jesus. Because at the very heart of who Jesus is he helped people imagine a new way to be the people of God. They had always been the people of God in one way, yet Jesus came and said, "There is a new way. There is my way. Let me help you imagine a world where there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female. Where there is a world where God so loved the world. Where there is a world where in the midst of your struggles, friends, do not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my kingdom there are many dwelling places. And I can lead you there, for I am the way and the truth and the life. He gave an imagination that allowed Peter to later on say that you, the people who follow this Jesus, you are chosen. You are a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You have been called to do that wonderful gift and task of proclaiming the mighty acts of God. That was a brand new imagination of what church can be, and that's who we are called to be yet again in our life together. One of my favorite hymns, songs, Christian songs, is a song called New Day by Avalon. And the refrain goes like this: it's a new day, it's a new time, and there's a new way. I'm going to live my life. All the old has passed away and the new has come. Thank God for a brand new day. And the reason I love that is because I don't know about you, but how often are you in need of new days in your life? How often have you been going through a slump in some part of your life where you're looking for something new to kind of kickstart and spark something new in your life? How often does that happen in every aspect of your life? That's happening today for the Washington Redskins. It's a new day. People ask me, how can you pull for them? I go, I'm a man of great faith. But how often do we need new days? How often do we need to reimagine what our life can be or an experience in our life can be? Today, we're trying to help with that with our ministry celebration. We're unveiling a new logo today. A new logo that we hope will be something that when you see it, you'll think of Bethel, and when other people see it, they'll wonder what that is. We hope that that'll be just something new, a new logo that kind of brings us all together. We're putting together a new ministry spending plan, which really is, hey, these are things that we value. We want to support these things with our financial resources, but it's also a way for you to invest in the ministries that matter to you. We are going to be offering new opportunities for ministry, which, as I said earlier, is an opportunity for us to access your imagination. And how you might see our prayer and care ministry going, or how you might see how worship might be reshaped for Wednesday nights, or how you might see how we might do Christian education and youth ministry and use your collective giftedness that God has given you to help this place see itself anew. Next year, Bethel will celebrate a 200th anniversary. 200 years, there's been a worshiping community in this Alban section of Frederick County. And they've called themselves Bethel, the house of God. Just think how many times Bethel, as a community of faith in the Alban section of Frederick County, has had to reimagine itself. Certainly many of those times were just as the world changed around it. But so many different buildings, so many different experiences, so many different kinds of people have had to reimagine who this community of faith is being. And now it is our turn to do that yet again. And I believe it is one of the great gifts of God and the wonderful opportunities of the faithful people to be able to reimagine together. Because at the very heart of our Christian faith is the reimagining that Jesus did, where he reimagined a new people, where he reimagined how ministry would look, where he reimagined for all of us what death and new life could be. You see, for us, being Christians, at the very heart of who we are is the story of resurrection, of new life out of death, of hope amidst hopelessness, of purpose amidst monotony, of promise amidst uncertainty. And in times in our life together, in our personal lives, in our collective lives of the Bethel community, we've had moments of doubt and uncertainty and struggle and pain, and our hearts have been troubled. But Jesus says, do not let them stay troubled. Trust me. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And he says this wonderful phrase, in my Father's house, in my Father's kingdom, there are many rooms. If it were not true, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will take you there, and you know the place to where I'm going. And then, Philip goes, we don't know the way. Can you tell us? And he goes, I am the way. And what that tells us is that in God's kingdom, there are many different ways for Bethel to be Bethel. For us to reimagine who we are today. And Jesus says, that is blessed. Don't be troubled. Reimagine your life in my kingdom, because there are many dwelling places here. There are many dwelling places for you. Think about that for your own personal life. How many times in your life have you gone through those moments of struggle and pain and you weren't sure where you were with your relationship with Jesus? But thank God there was a new day and the old was put away and you could reimagine yourself anew. And you did that in the midst of grace of God. That's who we are again here, friends. We have met and seen a God who is always making things new. And as he does that in our personal lives, as he does that collectively with us, we get to do that wonderful thing that God calls us to do, is proclaim those mighty acts. And then Jesus says the most, challenging thing I think he says in Scripture to any of us. He says, and as you do that, as you proclaim those mighty acts, as you follow me fully into reimagining who you can be, guess what? You're going to do greater works than me. What amazing trust God has in you and me in this place right now. What amazing trust Jesus has in us. As the people of God, do not let our hearts be troubled. Let us trust in the gift of the one who has come near and put such trust in us that as we follow him, as we listen, as we imagine our lives with him together, then we may be shocked ourselves to what we become. That is what this day hopefully begins for us. Is that new day. A new day, but also a new way for you and me and all of us to see ourselves. To see ourselves as the followers of Jesus at Bethel, who has been faithful to us forever and will be faithful to us in every day and year that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen.